I'm a little bit nervous standing in front of new people. Many people are thinking I'm very bold, but I'm a very shame person. Without the Holy Spirit, I would be not what I am. Hallelujah. So I thank you very, very much for your warm welcoming. I really feel very, very, very welcome here, very, very, very home. Only you speak English, you don't speak Serbian or Slovak, but I can forgive you this. If you are preparing to go for a holiday, you can come and ask to Croatia or to Croatian coast. I can teach you some words, how to tell like a local burger or something like this that you will not striving there. Okay, so I born in Czechoslovakia. When I was five, my mom collect us and left our father, my father, because my father was alcoholic. And my remember of my father was we was often beaten, and I was locked in the shower room, bathroom. And one night she just collect us, and we went to her parents. So from my fifth we start living with his parents. And my grandmama, she was born again. She was one of the first Christians in this area of Slovak or Czechoslovakia. It's close to Polish, Ukraine and Hungarian border. I remember the evenings we were sitting in the kitchen. We had the for cooking heater for cooking for wood oven. So we were sitting in the kitchen because it was the most warmer place in the house. And usually she opened a black book song, and she was singing with us like kids, and she was speaking to us about the Jesus. When I was seven, my mom, she received Jesus. So we start regularly coming to the church. Like to the kids, there was an option to us given. But in my 14, I was on one youth trip. And this evening, just Holy Spirit convinced me that I'm a sinner. And I need Jesus, so there was kind of altar call, and I was coming forth that I need to receive Jesus, so I invite Jesus in my heart. This everything was happening still under communism, and I got my first experience with Holy Spirit. You know, my mounts, he start taking control of my mounts, swords are start jumping out. And I was visiting very good Pentecostal church that I didn't have clue what is going on. And I get very afraid of it. But one brother, he explained me what is going on. And I think a week or 2 weeks later, on Sunday morning meeting, these meetings was very, very, these days it was very religion, or it should be, very, everything is very common order done. Because during the weekends or Sundays, we was meeting out of the city, almost 20 kilometers out. Can you imagine the village, last stop bus, and after like 30 minutes walking to some house that nobody will notice the church is meeting there. Because anywhere, all of us, we can end up in the prison. I remember on the primary school, when the secret police come, and several of our kids, we was picked up to the principal office. I was one of them because they like knew it. We are kind of the Protestant church, so usually they was asking who is attending the church, so and so. By the way, in the house of my grandparents, there was a secret storehouse for the books and Bibles. These days, the most Bibles was coming from England or from Germany through the ex-Yugoslavia. They was taking them to Slovakia, and really, you have approved believers. You know that the Bible was given to you because there wasn't enough of these things. So I will come back 2 weeks after when I received Jesus. You know, when this guy explained me what is going on, this baptism of Holy Spirit is good. And it was end of the church meeting. There was the rule when the pastor or main preacher set up, this or this person is praying last prayer, and the worship was singing last song, and you are not allowed to do anything. You know, it's finished, you just stand up and go home. And we was last prayer was prayed, And we was on the last refrain of the song, and the Holy Spirit started jumping out from me, and I was thinking what to do. You know, there was battle in my mind, and I had to make very quick decisions. Like, I was trying to pull down things. I was thinking, I will lose it. It will not come back again. But somehow I decided I will broke any church rules because I want a Holy Spirit. I don't want to miss my opportunity. You know, this is my appointment. So I start praying tongues. Praise the Lord. The worship leader was son of the pastor. He recognized what is going on. I think he added two or three more songs. So he broke it, any rules in church. And from this point, you know, I was baptized by Holy Spirit. And the fire of God started burning my life. And I'm praying that this fire still burning. And I try to keep it. So after the primary school, I went to secondary school for nurses. So I graduated like nurse. So for the brothers, I'm brother. From the sisters, I'm nurse. I'm like medical sister. And the whole plan was I will go study that I will become doctor. But it was all 4 years on my secondary school. And on the fourth class, on the last class, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me because I already knew it. I was involved in leadership. In my 18, I become elder of the church. It's very, very early, become the elder of the church. But after, very quickly, I left this church and we planted another church. So from very early age, I was involved in planting churches. And I very clearly knew that God came to ministry. But anyhow, I had planned to become the doctor. And on the fourth class, God speaking to her spirit was speaking to me. You should go to Bible school. So I went to the Czech Republic, to the Brno. I spent 2 years on Bible college or Bible school training. After the school, I was involved with training groups for the missions. And already in the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland, we was doing some outreaches. And these days I start sowing a lot of people get saved, healed, and we got invitation for former Yugoslavia. It was just after the war, because part of one of the groups what I was training was two girls that was from ex-Yugoslavia, one of the daughter of one pastor, and one of the girls is now my wife. The pastor invited us come to Yugoslavia. So with the whole group, we prayed, we felt we should go. The agreement was we are going like only for summer to help with outreaches, doing gospel meetings, preach the gospel. And when I was there, I remember we was accommodated in the church, in the house of the pastor. We was sleeping like on the first floor. And one morning I was praying and the Holy Spirit told me, I warn you that you will stay here for 1 year. And I was thinking, Lord, how I should come to the pastor and tell him the Holy Spirit told me I should stay in your church 1 year helping you. I told the Holy Spirit, you have to manage somehow. So, and usually on the Mondays, we had a meeting with pastor and we was making decisions what we were doing whole week, where we will go, which village, or we'll hold central square, or what to do, and so. And I see he was very nervous walking in his living room. And I'm asking, Pastor, tell me what is going on? Is any problems? The police didn't sign any permission for some activities. What is going on? You know, be very straight to me. And probably you will not like it. Okay, but tell me, what is going on? What is on your heart? You know, I was praying last night and the Holy Spirit told me you should stay in our church for 1 year. I said, okay, I receive it, because the Holy Spirit told me the same. So I spent almost 1 year, and really I saw a lot of incredible things. I remember after, I think, first month when our visa was finishing, because also these days we need visa for this country, he went to the police to extend our visa, and the police officer told him, you should bring this man with you to my office. So they nicely sit us down there, and he told, he cannot extend the visa. And the pastor is asking, why? Because he's not the tourist. He's the preacher. We have records when he was preaching, he was putting hands on people and something was happening there. We don't want him here. Send him home. So each month I have to travel to Budapest or to Bratislava to get new visa. So each month I was getting a new visa for the country that I can working there. And really we saw the lot of things. I will never forget. It was one of the gospel meetings. It was Central Square at Subotica. It's a city between Hungary and Serbia now. You know, I was early 20 these days, and I was preaching, you know, young, bold preacher, preaching on the square, preaching the gospel, you know, Jesus is good, you need Jesus, come to him. And in one point, like, if anyone is here, you need to receive Jesus, come forward, we'll pray for you, we'll help you invite Jesus to your heart. If any sickness is present here, come and my Jesus will heal you. And you'll expect that somebody will come, it will tell you, you know, I have maybe headache, you know, some pain in stomach or something like this. And the first lady who arrived for prayer, it was blind lady. First of all, I was thinking that my translator, he's joking on me. You know, like, sure she's blind? Yes, for sure. And my response was, I turned my head to my team. We was 12 people there. We was doing some pantomimes. We was doing also worship. So my response was like, team, pray for me. If you can see the faith was just running out of my body and probably was trying to hold on my fingers, on my feet. And I turned to this, through to my translator, I turned this to this lady and I told to my translator, carefully translate. The Bible tells to us, you should put hands on the sick and Jesus will heal them. So he translated this. And I think it was the most fastest prayer in my life. I put my hands on her. Lord, you told put hands on the sick, and you will heal them. Amen. But by the way, we prayed. I told the translator, check it. So they're speaking on Hungarian because this place, they speak several languages. So they were speaking Hungarian. Suddenly, he's turning to me. Miro, she see. His name is Damer. She cannot see. Check it right. Check it correct. Check it one more time. So they are discussing again. He's turning to me back. But she really see. But I'm telling you really, she cannot see. Find a newspaper, find a Bible, whatever, what she can read it, to check it. So they brought the Bible and she was able to read. Evening by evening. I think one week or 10 days. After a short preaching, each evening, almost 2 hours, we was ministering to sick people. I saw the cancers, I see leukemia, you know, I see one lady, she came, you know, they sent her home to die because of the cancer of the throat. They did like 2 weeks. After the prayer, she came back and she was absolutely healed. You know, the miracle after miracle. But it would be not possible if you will not have the Holy Spirit. Because when Jesus was on the earth, he was preparing his disciples, I have to go home to prepare the place, prepare the space, prepare the houses for you. But I will send you the helper. I will send you Paracletos, somebody who will be with you. I will send you Holy Spirit. And we know on the day Pentecost, if you will take your Bible, I will tell you, I'm not good in theories. Maybe your pastor, he can teach you more. He can give you more and more teaching about this. I'm a very practical man. Maybe he can more and more biblically explain to you. I will try to demonstrate you things. Is all right like this? Hallelujah. On the day of Pentecost, on the second book of Acts, there is written, or better, in the Matthew 28, when Jesus was taken away, he breathed on the disciples and he commanding them, you know, stay in Jerusalem, wait for this, what I promise you, that the Holy Spirit will come on you. And on the second of chapter of Acts, we can see it, when there was God in the upon room, the Holy Spirit, you know, just arrived. You know, it was a mighty sound from heaven, and they start speaking new tongues. There was the evidence of the flames of fire, you know, and when they went out, the whole Jerusalem was in the mess because of it. They didn't understand. First of all, because of the voice for the noisy sound come, and suddenly because they saw them speaking in different languages. Some languages was understandable, some was understandable, and you know they was watching what is going on. People were thinking that they are drunk. You know, it's too early. You know, it's only you know 9 or 10 o'clock morning. How they can be drunk? But the Peter stood up in front of them and he's starting to explain to them, and he start preaching the gospel. Because again, if you watch to the life of this disciple, if you watch to the Peter life, few days before he denied Jesus. He told, I don't know Jesus. He denied Jesus because still there wasn't the power of Holy Spirit. Yes, he repented later about it. You know, he has quite strong talk with Jesus about it. But when we see on the day of Pentecost, the same Peter who a few days before denied Jesus, now he is boldly standing in front of all the apostles, in front of all the folk, 120 what was him, and he's boldly preaching the gospel. You people who you crucified the Jesus, you have to repent. You need to receive him in your heart. And if you invite the Jesus to your heart, you should be baptized in water, and you will receive it, the gift of Holy Spirit. What is not only promised to you, but it's promised to you, to your children, to any generation. You know, I know that in UK you don't have problem with this, but across Eastern Europe, there are still some believers, they believe it, that the Holy Spirit stopped when the last apostle died. But the Bible telling us very, very clear that this promise is for any generation, for everyone. So it means it's for you today, for British, for doesn't matter from which nationality, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because without Holy Spirit, we cannot functioning. Your pastor, he met some of my people. I have a very tall guy, Vlado, you remember him? And he's close to sea, and he like drive. So usually we are asking him, Vlado, you know, if you like the cars? Yes, yes, I do, you know. What the engine need? I know it needs petrol or diesel, but what inside? It needs olay. Can you imagine if you will take out the olay oil from the car and try start the car? Probably you will be able to start running. But if you will keep it running, what will happen with the engine? Finito. Caputo. Because there is no olay in the car. And the same if the life of the Christian. Maybe you did receive the Jesus. You repent your sins. You invite him to your heart. And you are born again. You are child of God. By the way, doesn't matter if you are man or woman, you are son of God. Each of us, we become the son of God. And there is the reason why. Because the only son can inherit. So it means like we men's or the women's, because we are son of the gods, we can inherit the promise. Because the seeds of Abraham. Because of the Jesus, we was planted or we was roped, spliced to the tree of the Abraham. And this promise is belonging to every one of us. But if you will working without Holy Spirit, you will be like angel without olay. You will be striving in your life. Maybe you can keep it, good Christian life, but it will be too hard because the Holy Spirit was sent like helper to us, that He will take care about us, that He will lead us. You know, so many times I was in situations. Once I was preaching in one church somewhere in Serbia, and during the preaching, the man with gun get in. And he start shout on me, pulling the gun to me. And you can see the fog. Their response was almost like... And everybody was watching what he's doing. But suddenly Holy Spirit gave me such a boldness. I told the church, ignore him. I don't know what he wants. Listen to the message. What the Holy Spirit want to tell you. And I was gone. In few minutes, the guy just turned out and ran away. When I finished the meeting, when I sit down, I suddenly realize, ooh, you can be already dead. I went outside. The man, he was sitting there outside and crying. His wife, she was inside. He don't like that she's coming to the church. And we have talked with him and he give his life to the Christ. Without the Holy Spirit, it will be not possible. I was in situations when the Holy Spirit gave me word of knowledge. He warned me because of some things. But it's important to receive Him to your life. He want to come to your life and He want to baptize you with expression of talking in the tongues. We can go scripture by scripture. We can see on the day of Pentecost. We can see this in the Cornelius house. You know, there was a little bit strange in the Cornelius house because firstly they got baptized by Holy Spirit and after they got baptized in the water. Sometimes some people are thinking we have to put the people to the order. You receive Christ. We have to check if you are living very, very correctly. After, if we see that your life is good, we put you to the water. We baptize you. And after, if you are good enough, we will offer you, give you the Holy Spirit. It's not this way. It's life from the hell. Because the enemy is trying to stop you. He's trying to steal from you the heavenly sources. You know, this oli for your engine. Only condition for be baptized by Holy Spirit is to receive the Jesus Christ to your life. Become the child of God or son of God. So if you did receive Jesus in your life, you have biblical right to be fulfilled by the Holy Spirit. Doesn't matter if you are baptized or not baptized in the water. I don't know if Pastor agree with me. The Bible, hallelujah. Slovakian Bible tell this. Sorry, I'm reading Slovakian Bible, not English, not Serbian. Hallelujah. And you can see it across the whole book of Acts. When Philip went to Samaria, when the gospel broke there, they sent the apostles there, John and Peter, they was putting the hands on them and they was receiving the gift of Holy Spirit with expression of speaking of tongues. Again, I know in the UK you don't have a problem with this, but usually across in Eastern Europe, I'm meeting people. And usually when we start chatting, did you receive Holy Spirit? Yes, 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 I'm baptized by Holy Spirit. Okay, can you show me? What do you mean to show you? Can you speak in tongues? No. I'm not worthy enough. Excuse me. The Bible is telling something different. If you are baptized by Holy Spirit, the Gospel of Mark is telling to us that the signs of the believers, one of the signs of the believers is that we will speak in the tongues. And it's for outside world, this side they can see it, that we are different, that we are not from this world. Which citizens you are? Come on. Which citizens you are? No, here on the earth. British, UK, or... I am Slovakian citizen. I born in Slovakia. So my mother language or country where I belong, it's Slovakian language. So I will speak Slovakian. So your natural language will be English, because you are citizens of Great Britain or United Kingdom or whatever you call it. We will see after Brexit what will happen. If you become the citizen of heaven, how you will speak? Heavenly, in new tongues. The God understand British, English. He understand Chinese. Even he understand Hungarian. We are making jokes that in heaven we'll speak Hungarian, because it will take all eternity to learn it. My wife, by the way, she's Hungarian. Born in ex-Yugoslavia. So you need to receive the language that you can be connected. The Father, he understood all the languages. So there is no problem that you can pray in understanding. But when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, when you are speaking in the tongues, the devil cannot understand. It's a great language between you and God, between you and the Father. And it's also, not that it's just secret language, but it's also the language, the Bible telling to us, when you are praying in the tongues, you are building up your inside man. The Paul apostle told to us, I will pray in understanding, but also I'll pray in the tongues. Then I can build up myself. You know, I was in situations when even during the night, Holy Spirit wake up me, pray. Sometimes I knew, and sometimes I didn't knew for what I was praying. I remember some situations when I was praying like never. I don't have a clue for what I was praying. And later on, I met somebody, and the person told me, you know, what was going on, and on the Holy Spirit just showed me, you know, this night, I woke up you, and you was praying for this person. I was like, wow, hallelujah. We need Holy Spirit. He's our helper on this earth. He was sent it to help us operate in miraculous. Because in our human body, in our physical body, we're not able to operate. Our mind, our brain, he's not able to understand. But when the Holy Spirit is coming, when he comes to our lives, he changed everything. You know, when I was the student, before the Holy Spirit, when the teacher asked me, coming from the class, I didn't feel secure because Aaron was watching me. When she stand up and I was to my desk, I was able to answer because I was thinking this is my secure zone. I feel secure here. Before when I received Holy Spirit, I cannot remember anything what was logic. I am very good in math. 2 by 2 and, you know, I was very good. But to learn some poems, you know, like Shakespeare did, it was impossible for me. I should spend hours to learn it. But when I get baptized by Holy Spirit, you know, the teacher in the Sunday school, would I have it, I couldn't learn John 3:16 because it wasn't logic for me. It wasn't 2 by 2, it's 4. is giving me any logical expression for me. But when Holy Spirit come on me, I just start remembering. Because He come like helper to help me in the place or in personality where I am weak. He brought it, the heavenly power, He brought it, these miraculous things, to your and to my life. Because of this reason, He was sent it to the earth. Because even if you go and you try to testify to anyone, it's the Holy Spirit who is convincing the people. Without Him, we cannot operate. I remember I was in one church in Czech Republic. It was 2 years ago. And the Holy Spirit, I was preaching like 10 days. Normally one preaching a day, Saturdays and Sundays, almost two meetings a day I was doing. And the Holy Spirit told me, He gave me some message for these churches. I was preaching only one message for each for all the churches. And the Holy Spirit told me, you will not put hands on anyone. You will just bring the message and leave it. And in one church, the Holy Spirit just started giving me word of the knowledges. And this word of knowledges was so very specific. It was about the heart conditions. Very, very specific diagnosis. And the church was around like 70, 80 people. 5 or 6 people stood up. I didn't put hands on them. I was just praying globally prayer upon them. In half year, I was visiting this church again. And the pastor, and usually people start telling to me, you will not believe it. I can believe it everything now. What was going on? All these people with heart conditions, they got healed. Because of the word of the knowledge, because of the anointing of Holy Spirit. Because when Holy Spirit come, He has 9 gifts to give you. I will not go to the gifts. One of the gifts is word of the knowledge, word of the... And we will receive the Holy Spirit and we will start operating these miracles. The thing will be much easier in our life. And it's releasing to wonders and miracles. Once I was driving the car, and I have some roots what I'm using, and the Holy Spirit told me, turn this root here. And I was like, it's crazy, why I should turn here? Honestly, I was disobedient. I was following my route. After 100-something kilometers, I just find it out. The bridge, what I want to cross, was closed down. The only way what I can do it, I have to make the detour and 100-something kilometers come back and turn at the point where the Holy Spirit told me, turn out of here. Do you know what I did? I repent. But nothing serious. You didn't sleep with another lady. You didn't stole the money. You didn't submit to some sin. I didn't obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. I lost several hours. You know, the Holy Spirit want to lead you even in small things, in every part of your life. He want to lead you. But you have to open your heart. You need to receive Him.